For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Felicia Eady. Long before Democratic presidential candidates first debated in June, they started visiting states that would be key in securing the party's nomination for president. Exploratory committees started to form in late 2018, and for South Carolina, the new year brought consistent visits from the hopefuls. During the Martin Luther King Jr. rally, New Jersey Senator Cory Booker and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders walked with residents to the steps of the State House.
He is in the midst. We are gathered together because we believe in this democracy, and we know in this country the power of the people is always greater than the people in power.
We are not going backwards. We are going forwards to a non-discriminatory society.
Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren spoke to hundreds at Columbia College.
And we can do this. We can dream big, fight hard, and make the changes this country needs. That's why I'm here.
And California Senator Kamala Harris attended the annual Pink Ice Sorority Gala.
But for we, the members of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated, we stand on the shoulders of women who were leaders who 111 years ago said to us that we must honor sisterhood and we must honor service.
Since the beginning of the year, almost all of the candidates, now 24, have come to South Carolina, but one has visited several times, 9 to be exact.
We feel like we're in a really strong place.
LaFonza Butler is senior advisor to the Kamala Harris presidential campaign. Before the June debates, she said despite the crowded field and name recognition of presumed front runners, Harris's commitment to listening will prove beneficial.
Well, and I think the more people in South Carolina and folks across the country get to know who Senator Harris is and how she thinks about solving everyday problems with government and as a leader in our country, I think I expect those numbers to go up.
Those poll numbers before the first debate showed the California senator trailing Vice President Biden and Senators Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren.
Vice President Biden, everyone knows that he was Vice President to President Obama. This is his third time running for president. He has been in office and serving in a place of public service for more than 4 decades. Senator Warren has done an incredible job working on behalf of the 99% for decades as well. I think what we're seeing in early polls is a real curiosity about Senator Harris. People who are inspired by what they're hearing from her, but want to hear more.
After night two of the first round of Democratic presidential debates, where 18.1 million viewers watched Senator Harris challenge other candidates on health care and race, those poll numbers did improve. Some of the most recent polls show Harris moving into second place. Riding that momentum, Harris was soon back in the Palmetto State, continuing conversations with voters, this time in the PD. Biden and New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio also made trips to the state. Biden visited parts of the Midlands and the Lowcountry, where he apologized for recent remarks about working with segregationists. De Blasio held a town hall in Columbia. Earlier in the year, South Carolina-based political operative Antoine Seawright spoke about the importance of investing time and having conversations with voters in South Carolina.
Black people take our vote serious. It's the most precious thing we have that we can depend on to use to exercise our power.
The second round of Democratic debates are 2 weeks away, where once again, millions are expected to tune in to hear candidates talk on issues and concerns they heard from voters during conversations.